Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Marty Griffin. Mr. Shumway made an excellent observation. So think about, because he's right on here, think about the two big races, if you want to classify the most significant races coming up. You're going to have a angry Wagner versus Mello Wolf, right? And then same with Barletta, very much Trump-like, versus Casey. It's absolutely spot-on assessment. Casey's very mellow. Wolf's very mellow. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I think they're going to get angry fast. I just prepare. We'll see. I don't know what's going to – I can't predict any of this stuff. So much can happen between now and then. It depends on a lot of things on the economy. It depends on Trump's popularity, quite frankly. The Trump effect. It can work both ways. We'll see. An interesting night. Not the turnout folks would like, but hey, folks that turned out made a difference. Not that it has anything to do with me, but a lot of the folks I really respect and admire won. And I think they won for all the right reasons. I think they have a great work ethic. I think they have a great standard for effectiveness and represent their constituencies. My old friend and the DA in the Washington County, Steve Toprani, won. Volokovich lost. That young man, that Ross Township commissioner, beat Volokovich. He went, took the high road. He didn't go negative. They destroyed him in political ads. And he still won, which should be a message to all those out there who want to go dark. And that's what a Wagner's going to do. I just don't like how angry he is. But folks like that stuff, the threatening kind of menacing. I want to be Donald Trump. Okay, good luck with that. We'll see. I really respect and admire Rick Saccone for his lifetime of dedication to politics. He lost two hard-fought elections, and he's had a hell of a run. Good for him. I respect anybody who gets in the game. It's not easy. You get your you-know-what kicked. Anybody out there that's tried to raise money, honestly, you know what I'm talking about. Anybody out there that works a full-time job and then has to go to another job after work, you know what it's like. It beats you up. And these folks get beat up. And they do it night after night after night on the campaign trail. And if you're running for state rep or state senator, you're seriously going to small meetings of 10, 15 people. You're asking people to write you $500 and $1,000 checks, and you're asking them night after night after night, and you're eating fast food, and you're wiped out, and you do it because you love it. And I respect and admire anybody who gets out there because it's brutal out there now. Because so many of the campaigns, the Volokovich campaign is a case in point. You would never see a representative like that go after a young man. You just wouldn't. It was just ugly. You would never see the money spent. Even Dom Costa, those goofy commercials he did, whoever did those, he got really bad advice with him laying under a sink fixing some pipes. It was silly. He got bad advice early on. Costa lost. Good. Bye. And I know his family and friends don't like to hear that, but so bad. So be it. If I got fired, you'd like it too. You know? We're all big boys here. I had a hell of a run. So did you, sir. But to see you and Paul go and your cousins, bye. And why do I say that? For me, it's not personal. It's professional. Very ineffective leadership. Very ineffective. Old school, back room, let's have a cigar, blah, blah, blah. And the young ladies that stepped up and beat you, God bless you, man. Stepped up and delivered. You know, and if you want specifics because you think it's just personal, you know what really troubled me about Dom Costa? 5 debates they asked him to perform. He would not agree to one debate, not one. And you're talking about, again, this is a kind of a small district. I mean, you're representing 60,000 people. That's, you know, that's a lot of folks, but small room when you're talking about a debate. Very little coverage, very little TV time. So you're talking to your constituents and you're afraid to debate, or you're too lazy to debate, or you're too ineffective to debate. He refused 5 different debate times. That bothers me. And Paul Costa, the marijuana stuff. Man, if you want to smoke weed, smoke weed. But not on my dime and not on my time. Embarrassing your constituents and embarrassing the city. That's just, it's unprofessional. It's time for a change. Let's move on. It's nice to see women in power. We just talked about this yesterday. 0 representation in Congress for women in Pennsylvania. Come on. Let's grow up here. Let's act like adults. Women can lead. They do lead. You ever been home? You ever sit at the dinner table? Watch who leads. Come on. I'd love to see a lot more women in power. I just would. Except for in Penn Hills. And you know, you can drop F-bombs on me all you want, ma'am. I'm not going to use her name. I'm not going to give it to, I'm not going to do it. But Mr. DeLuca, congrats. That was another one. Just anger, personal insults and attacks, and then personal insults and attacks against Steve Zappala in these threatening, menacing, ridiculous Facebook posts and these accusations that are untrue. It's just not, it takes away from your credibility. Look, I love passionate people. I get angry. I'm very passionate. Every time we take a stand, it's fact-based. And so when you go after the DA, and then you when you go after Tony DeLuca, and you make these horrible accusations, you deserve to lose. And you did. Blame everybody but the woman in the mirror. But the woman in the mirror is the person to blame. Just me. John Fetterman. Class act. You know, it's interesting. You know, he's borderline socialist, and that's way he wants it. And a lot of folks around these parts that are conservative like him. Why? Because he's involved, because he's engaged. Heck, man, they have a store where they give away free clothing. Come on. They're tireless. They give away free food. They fix people's furnaces. They are the real deal. That Fetterman family, the real deal. He's a big man. It's, you know what his campaign should be? Vote for me or else. And then you have him kind of busting through a door, right? And he picks you up by your neck. You go up against Wagner. Please. That guy's too angry for me, man. All right, we're going to get some real in-depth from somebody who really knows what they're talking about. JD, right after the break. A lot of my people won. Yeah. Send the Costas home. Get a real job. Seriously. About time. I guess it was an upset, but we saw it coming. I did. I ain't no genius. John Delano, JD, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Marty. Great to be with you and all your listeners today.
Kind of a dominant name in local politics, but you saw, I saw, Costa was in trouble. You could tell by his marketing, you could tell by his positioning that he was in trouble in this race early on, sir.
Well, I think that was true with respect to Dom Costa. Yep. I wasn't so sure about Paul Costa, to be absolutely honest with you. And I think the fact that both went down, and they both went down to attractive young women, attractive, I should say, on a political level. I'm not going to be, let's not get into the gender sexist stuff. But these were two real hardworking candidates, young candidates who basically made the point that the Costas are old school, and they're tired, and it's time to get rid of them. And they had the added advantage, frankly, of having an energized group of folks with the Democratic Socialists of Pittsburgh on their side. And you know, hey, they beat the Costas 2-1.
Good.
In both districts, 68% in one, 64% in the other.
Good.
Really
old
amazing.
School gone, new school in. What's interesting about it, John, and I heard you this morning, I think it's very astute, is that, and I think you're spot on, they pointed out the error in Costa's ways. In essence, he went more conservative regarding abortion and gun rights, and they pointed it out. In fact, J.D., last minute, he even asked Republicans to write him in, and they used it as a tool against him, and it won.
Yeah, and it's not clear at all that he got the Republican nomination. In fact, it looked like, as of late last night, that he had not gotten the requisite number of write-ins on the Republican side. We'll know that a little bit later for sure. But this was the point I was making, and I've made repeatedly, that in both parties, there is, in the primaries, an urgent need to push the candidates to the either the right or the left. And we have two examples of that in this area. In the Democratic situation with Acostas, these two women are coming from a more progressive view on a number of issues, abortion and guns being two of them right off the top. And in this region, we've got many Democrats who have been pro-life and pro-gun, and particularly in a city kind of district, it's hard to get away with that these days, and that's what these women were saying. On the Republican side, State Senator Randy Volokovich has always had high marks from Democrats because he's a Republican who works with them. He's somebody who is willing to compromise and try to find common solutions. Well, again, in the Republican primary, he was challenged by a more conservative fellow named Jeremy Schaefer, a Ross Township commissioner, who basically argued that, that Volokovich was a rhino, a Republican in name only, and that what we really need is a true conservative Republican. And so they went after Volokovich, and in the end, Jeremy Schaefer won, and he won substantially, too.
But I see a different, I have a different take. Volokovich went nasty early on, and that young man from Ross said, hey, I'm not going nasty.
Well, you're just watching the TV ad.
Yes.
There were a ton of nasty mailings sent out by Schaefer and the people who supported Schaefer, all about Randy Volokovich, attacking Volokovich right and left. They did it through direct mail.
I see.
Volokovich did it through TV. And you're right. I mean, anybody just watching the TV would say Volokovich was a dirty campaigner and Jeremy Schaefer was this nice young man. But in fairness to both sides, they both threw dirt.
Excellent.
They just used different means of doing it.
Hey, the governor's race is actually, and the Senate race is actually fascinating. Think about it. You have two kind of angry men, right, in terms of Wagner and Bartoletta, and then you have two kind of, as my daughter would say, chill guys, right? You have our U.S. Senator, right, Casey, and you have the governor. How does this play out?
Well, I think you've nailed it. I think you've got two Republicans. They're very strong in their own ways. They are very conservative Republicans. Again, the party nominated, not the Bill Scranton, not the Tom Ridge type of Republican.
Right.
They've gone to the right, and they've nominated their Trump people. These are folks who were with the president. Lou Barletta, for heaven's sakes, was co-chair of the president's campaign in Pennsylvania. And you can be sure Trump has already tweeted for him. Trump's going to be in all over the state campaigning for Barletta against Bob Casey. And the same is true, by the way, with Scott Wagner, who is also one of the most conservative state senators in Pennsylvania. This is going to set up a very interesting dynamic. It's going to be very clear the contrast between Wagner and Wolf and between Barletta and Casey. That's good for the voters of Pennsylvania. It's not Tweedledee and Tweedledum. You're going to know where these four guys are on a lot of issues, and it'll make a vote a whole lot easier come November.
All right, call the Reschenthaler race. I figured he would win. He's just charming. And Saccone had a rough run. He's a good guy. Call the race, sir. What do you think?
Bibi Borio, first of all, this has been the year of the woman. We just pointed that out with the two women who won against the Costas. But there are at least six women on the Democratic ticket running for Congress across Pennsylvania. We have not a single woman in the U.S. House
of
Representatives.
It's obnoxious.
And Borio, this woman, Bibiana Borio, Bibi she goes by, Bibi Borio is a former Ford Motor Company executive. She also worked for Jaguar. She was chief of staff to Congressman Joe Sestak. She is no pushover. She is from Westmoreland County, the biggest county in the district. Guy Reschenthaler doesn't even live in the 14th district. So can Borio beat Reschenthaler? The answer is yes. But it is really uphill. This is a district that is tailor-made for Republicans.
Yes.
And Russian Thaler, as you point out, is a superb candidate. So I think you're going to see money in this race.
Oh, yeah.
I think we're going to hear a whole lot more about both these candidates before it's all over.
You know, I want to vote for J.D., J.D., J.D.,
Hey,
J.D.
I don't live in the district either.
When J.D. runs for judge, I'm running that campaign. Thanks, J.D.
Hey, Marty, good to be with you guys.
That is my man. Always says the right thing. Hey, hey. Hey, do me a favor. I'm actually curious about this. I'm trying to get a feel for Wagner and Wolf. If the vote were today, I'm actually fascinated for your opinion on this one. If the vote were today for governor of PA, I think Guy Reschenthaler's a done deal. I think he wins that hands down. I just do. I think Fetterman. I think if the vote were today, I think Wolf. If it were today. But I'm curious what you folks think. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. The dynamic of the personalities is going. It's going to be fascinating to see if Wolf himself is not the type to go dark, nasty, ugly, personal. However, his people are, because they know that's the game, and they know Wagner's going to go dark, nasty, ugly, fast. And by the way, for those who think Wolf's just going to be a nice guy, the first statement released from his campaign folks, Mr. Sheridan, who I like, said, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it right here in front of me, they said, Scott Wagner represents everything bad about Harrisburg. The worst of Harrisburg. Game on. 866-391-1020. If the election were today, governor, I'm very curious, would you vote Wolf or Wagner? 866-391-1020. Wagner, he's a Trump knockoff. That's it, he says. He says he's going to cut taxes. He says he's going to create jobs. He's pulling a Trump, and he's a bit acerbic. I just don't like the nastiness, but everybody's different. Let's do it now. Let's conduct a poll here. 866-391-1020. If the vote were today, would you vote Wolf, Tom Wolf for governor, or Scott Wagner for governor? Obviously, Wagner, the Republican. Wolf, the Democrat, 866-391-1020. They're going to spend a lot of money, I'll tell you that right now. Hey, text us at 866-391-1020. That text line is brought to you by Wright Automotive. It is the best deal in Pittsburgh. Join us, by the way, in Federal Street before every Saturday home pirate game, starting 2 hours before the first pitch. They're going to spend a lot of money on a lot of these races. Folks think it's personal with me regarding the cost. It's nothing to do with that. They were ineffective, and they're not leaders. Now, they would disagree, and they're probably angry about it, and angry because folks have probably passed on information that isn't accurate. But what really set me off with Dom Costa is when his opponent asked him to appear at 5 debates, and he said he didn't have time for any of them. That was it. Done. Done. Bye. Jackie, go ahead. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are you saying, young lady?
I would vote for Wagner.
Tell me why.
I just don't think that Tom Wolf has done a lot for the state.
I get it. Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
There is no right or wrong answer. I don't know the answer. And honestly, I know Wagner's angry, and I don't like that, but if because of what she just said, I don't know who I would vote for this morning. I don't. I can't tell you. I just don't. I don't see a lot of growth in Pennsylvania. I see a lot more requests for spending, and I see a lot less in terms of economic opportunity. I see really high taxes. I see other states just kicking our tails. I like Wolf. Great pedigree. But if I were asked to vote today, the best candidate to beat Tom Wolf is Laura Ellison, the female. She would have cleaned his clock. Why? Female, intelligent, leader, represents everything happening in America today. just my amateur view of it. Thomas, good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, Scott Wagner.
Why, sir?
Well, because Tom Wolf is same old, same old, and we've been there for years and years. Nothing has changed. Tom Wolf has done nothing with teachers' pensions. They should have 401ks like everybody else. That's never going to change with Wolf.
You know, we have a Republican House and Senate, and they haven't done anything with pensions.
They haven't either, and that's they're to be blamed for that. But you need leadership on the issue, and that leadership is certainly not going to come from Wolf. And I think property taxes, we should probably maybe move towards a sales tax. Property taxes are going to really hurt an increasingly elderly population in Pennsylvania. Sales tax spreads it a little bit more evenly, I think. So I would definitely vote for Wagner.
I think they're great observations, and I think a lot of folks agree with you, especially regarding the property tax. It's interesting. Smart guy. Hey, Marianne, thanks for your patience. Go ahead.
I just want to say I'll vote for Wagner just because I want some change.
Sure. I get
okay?
it. I get it.
Thank you.
There's not a bad answer here, and I think just me, a lot of Scott Wagner's popularity will depend on Trump's popularity. If Trump's riding a wave, I believe Wagner rides the wave. If he isn't, he doesn't. We've seen it around the country. If the economy's good, Wolf's going to have a tough time, I just think, because Trump will take credit, and so will Wagner. And Mary, go ahead.
Tom Wolf.
Why?
I like him. I think he's cleaning up some previous mess from Tom Corbett. I think he's steady. I think he's a good leader.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate your observation about Laura Ellison.
She's the best candidate.
I think that would have been a heck of a race. I think they would have both stayed the high road.
Yep.
I met her on a flight home from Philadelphia recently. She was engaging.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a Democrat,
but
I think I would have considered voting for her had the two of them run. I like her issues, everything about her. I just thought she was a great, and I'm sorry that she was unable to pull an upset over either one of those guys.
Here's what I'm sorry about. Wow, Mary, great observations. Here's what I'm sorry about, young lady. She didn't have money. It came down to money. It really did.
Yeah.
And that's the sadness of politics, because she's the best candidate. Not even close.
I agree. Thanks.
Thank you. Smart. Daryl, go ahead.
How are you?
Oh, a lot going on there, man.
Yeah, it's getting ready for work. Anyway.
You just fell out of bed or something. You're in a bunk bed.
Pretty much. So basically, the only thing people need to know about Scott Wagner is that he thinks global warming is happening because there's too many human beings. That's his answer for global warming.
He gets real angry, too, man. He just does, and he does not like the media. He does not like the media. Obviously. You know what troubles me about the guy? He has that I want to tear your face off look. Even when he's smiling, he's angry. Does anything make that guy happy? And his daughter has the same grimace on her face. What's up with that? I don't know. 866-391-1020. If the election were held today, Wagner or Wolf? Next. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da. Hey, Joe, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. Hey, I'm voting for Wagner because you know what? Wolf had his chance. I live 10 miles from the Ohio line, and I have to drive there to get my gallon of milk for $1.50, my dozen of eggs for 59 cents, and my gallon of gas for $2.39. So I'm voting for Wagner. I'm not saying he will make a difference, but Wolf had his chance.
No, I get it. I completely see where everybody's coming from. And by the way, there's also part of the mindset, and it's actually pragmatic thinking, not necessarily true that it'll be successful, but Wagner says he's not an insider, but he is an insider. He's a Republican insider. And in Harrisburg right now, they're all Republicans, the House and Senate. So if you get a governor who's also an insider, if you're conservative and you want no property taxes, and you want to see if they can work that out from a budget standpoint, you know, revenue has to equal the cuts, right? Then you'll have your guy. I get it. I do. I think Wagner wins if he rides the Trump wave. If he doesn't, he loses. It's hard for me to say anything disparaging about Wolf. I like him as a person. I don't find him to be a great leader. It's a difficult time pushing his agenda, and sometimes it's hard to know what that agenda is. But he's a very charming man in person. He's very nervous. And again, don't take this as a personal attack. He's just very nervous. He comes in here and says he's very nervous around me. I'm a Dilbert, really. Ask anybody. It's just, if you're nervous around a goofy talk host, I mean, all I'm suggesting is I don't see greatness there. I don't necessarily see that with Wagner. He's too acerbic. The guy makes me uncomfortable. He's so angry. Come on, man. Who are you punching? It comes off that way. And by the way, it troubled me, and only because I'm a journalist, the way he grabbed the camera out of that journalist's hands, and then he thought he stole the card that keeps the video on it, and then it made him look bad. He doesn't like TV people, and these are all personal observations, but we shall see. Hey, Dan, go ahead.
Yeah, Wagner. First, Marty, yeah. And foremost, I'll be happy to where I don't have to hear the I'm the, you know, every Thursday morning or whatever that is. And
Hold on. This is actually a very smart observation, and he may be mocking the governor for his inability sometimes to communicate properly. But in this day and age, I think it's a really relevant tool. And look, I'm not trying to be critical of the governor, but Dan's observation is spot on. If I'm running for governor, I'm going to sit down, as I did personally, as my wife did, with a speech therapist and work on my delivery and work on my enunciation and work on my sentencing. It's not being critical. Look, if an athlete has a weakness, the athlete works on the weakness. I think Dan's right. That's one of the governor's weaknesses, his inability to spontaneously communicate. And by the way, Dan, that's how he won the election as governor. He didn't talk. He wrote checks. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew who he was. He didn't do any public speaking.
He bought the governorship,
he wrote a check.
Basically.
He wrote a check. It's an interesting observation. We're not mocking the governor. I don't think that's fair. But he's a communicator, man. You got to learn to communicate, I think. 866-391-1020. If the election were today, Wagner or Wolf? Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Definitely Wagner. A few reasons why. I'll make it quick.
That's all right.
First of all, as the previous caller said, he bought the last election. Second of all, he wants to propose new taxes on natural gas drilling.
Yeah.
And he wants to charge $25 a person for people that live in small towns that rely on state police to police their town. That's three of the reasons. I could go on, but we'll stop right there.
It's interesting. My boy is back, retired cop Ray. I thought something happened to him. I really did, because we're friends, and we're good friends, and he's very intelligent. And so I always appreciate his observations. He was on some kind of funky sleeping pattern, quite frankly. Insomnia. Maybe he woke up today. I don't know. But he always sends great observations. So I spent a lot of time studying Tom Wolf, and I've spent a lot of time studying a baked potato, and I can't distinguish one from the other. Oh, my gosh. Let me stop for a second. Sometimes I read his stuff as soon as it comes in, and it gets me in trouble. So I think he is a feckless leader and I'll have to support Wagner, make Pennsylvania great again. I don't care that Wagner doesn't smile. That's what Photoshop is for. Smart. Wagner has the same look Robert Conrad had when he dared you to knock a battery off his shoulder. I think Ray is his observation about whether he's angry or not. It just appeals to Trump folks. They like that kind of acerbic, kind of nasty side of Trump. But there's one Trump, and he's incredibly charming, and he communicates really well. Whether we like it or not, as members of the media, we think it's a little bit loony. His people love it, and his base is enough to get him reelected as president. Can Wagner kind of snatch that same kind of base? I don't know. What's the name there, T? I can't see. Hi, Norma.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm casting my... Yes, I'm casting my vote for Wagner.
Yeah. Tell me
why. I'm tired of Wolf.
I like that. Norma, get right to the point. Why? What do you mean, why? I'm tired of Wolf. I love it. I've said this from the start. I give anybody that has the intestinal fortitude to run to get out there. First of all, with social media now, you get your you-know-what kicked. Second, what's it going to cost? What's it going to take? Is it going to take $50 million? And you can only write so many checks. Both of these guys are rich, but you can only write so many checks. You have to go on that rubber chicken circuit. You have to beg for money. It's so horribly, intensely boring. And you have to deal with politics. And Wolf is fighting a Republican House and Senate. Look, if you like one party dominant, you got it. If you elect Wagner. I don't know. I cannot take a side this morning. I have been disappointed with Wolf and his leadership abilities and his communicating skills and his policies of taxation and that sort of thing and lack of job creation in Pennsylvania and the education system failing and all sorts of issues that I have and transportation and infrastructure and teacher salaries and their pensions and their benefits and all those sorts of things. So, but can Scott Wagner make a difference? He hasn't so far. In case you had noticed, he's a Republican state senator. Just saying.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.